Yesterday, the Democratic Alliance in Johannesburg wrote to the Minister of Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs, Honorable Velinkosi Nkosini Slabisa, Minister of Public Service and Administration, Honorable Inkosi Mzamo Buthelezi, and the Auditor General to intervene and ensure lifestyle audits are conducted on senior officials in the city of Johannesburg. Due to the scathing key risks identified by the Auditor General in this year's report, being city employees are not capable, productive or effective in managing the complexity of the city's issues, city assets are stolen, vandalized, fall into disrepair, are hijacked, become obsolete and are not used effectively, and city resources are stolen inappropriately or fraudulently utilized for the gain of suppliers and employees and are not used in the best interest of the residents of Johannesburg. Last week, the DA wrote to the Executive Mayor with a request to initiate the implementation of lifestyle audits and skills audits on senior officials. We believe this is key to ensure the city is in the hands of capable, fit-for-purpose, non-politicized officials. The fact that the city constantly lose court cases with cost orders against it is a stark reminder as to why this is required. Additionally, the fact that the AG agrees with sentiments the DA raised over a number of years shows that we have a serious problem in Johannesburg. It is an absolute disgrace that the mayor and his executive had completely ignored a request that was also highlighted by the SIU in their report to Parliament. This is the next step in the DA's quest to ensure residents of Johannesburg are not taken for granted and that audit findings from the AG are acted upon. The DA believes that audit findings are not just nice to have, but are a valuable tool for accountability and should be utilized as such. We are looking at all available options to ensure accountability.